Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is the beginning of chapter 14, entitled The Three Modes of Material Nature. At the beginning of the chapter, there's a comment. The key verse connecting chapter 13 to chapter 14 is Bhagavad Gita 13:22. Purusha prakriti stohi bhunte prakriti jana gunan karanam guna sangasya sarasad yoni janmasu. The living entity in material nature follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus, he meets with good and evil amongst various species. Chapter 13 described the conditioned soul as distinct from material nature, yet entangled by it, trapped within his field of activities. Chapter 14 reveals in detail how the living entity is limited and controlled within his field by the powerful shackles of material nature, the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance. At the end of chapter 14, Krishna informs us how to attain freedom from these modes. Text 1. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Again, I shall declare to you this supreme wisdom, the best of all knowledge, knowing which all the sages have attained the supreme perfection." Comment. Krishna uses the word bhuya again to indicate that he will repeat the knowledge he mentioned in Bhagavad Gita 13:22. How is this knowledge, quote, the best of all? Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan explains Krishna's words, quote, "Again, I will speak a kind of knowledge different from what I have spoken so far. It deals specifically with the modes of nature. It is the best of all kinds of knowledge about the prakriti and the jiva, and it resembles a distillation of yogurt from milk. Realizing this knowledge and meditating upon it thoughtfully, all great sages attained in this very world correct perception of the Supreme Soul." End of quotation. Srila Prabhupada's purport introduces the subject of this chapter and links them to chapter 13, Srila Prabhupada writes. From the 7th chapter to the end of the 12th chapter, Sri Krishna in detail revealed the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now the Lord himself is further enlightening Arjuna. If one understands this chapter through the process of philosophical speculation, he will come to an understanding of devotional service. In the 13th chapter, it was clearly explained that by humbly developing knowledge, one may possibly be freed from material entanglement. It has also been explained that it is due to association with the modes of nature that the living entity is entangled in this material world. Now, in this chapter, the Supreme Personality explains what those modes of nature are, how they act, how they bind, and how they give liberation. The knowledge explained in this chapter is proclaimed by the Supreme Lord to be superior to the knowledge given so far in other chapters. By understanding this knowledge, various great sages attained perfection and transferred to the spiritual world. End of comment. End of Srila Prabhupada's purport, comment. And now the comment continues. The proper use of intelligence is to understand Shastric truths. Usually, Srila Prabhupada decries philosophical speculation because it is generally used as a process that attempts to uncover the absolute truth by one's limited intellectual strength. In his purport, however, Srila Prabhupada invites readers to engage in philosophical speculation. Here, philosophical speculation refers to hearing from bona fide sources and then using one's intelligence to understand what has been heard. In the next verse, Krishna further glorifies the knowledge explained in this chapter. too. By becoming fixed in this knowledge, one can attain to the transcendental nature like my own Krishna says. Thus established, one is not born at the time of creation or disturbed at the time of dissolution. Comment. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan states that we attain this knowledge by worshipping the feet of our spiritual master. After glorifying the knowledge that he is about to reveal, Krishna begins to explain the relationship between material nature, the conditioned living entities, and himself. Text 3. Krishna says, the total material substance, called Brahman, is the source of birth, and it is that Brahman that I impregnate, making possible the births of all living beings, O son of Bharat. 4. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. Comment. Krishna now describes the soul's entanglement. He first identifies himself as the source, the ultimate father of all living entities. Srila Prabhupada writes, the purport is that the material world is impregnated with living entities who come out in various forms at the time of creation according to their past deeds. End of citation from Prabhupada's purport. Comment continues. The placement of the souls under the control of material nature is next described. And we shall continue with that soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.